We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. Please stay with us.
What will we say in front of it?
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher, an analysis and introduction into the most important Islamic teachings and concepts. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani and Brother Alevian are the special guest speakers for today's discussion. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Brother Alevian, assalamu alaikum to you.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about a sentence, a phrase, which is attributed to Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, "Kullu yawmin ashura wa kullu arzin Karbala." This is a really beautiful sentence, whether it is attributed to Imam As-Sadiq or not, and it has so many meanings and so many concepts, you know, and teachings are embedded in this short sentence. Sheikh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. First of all, give us some details about the background of this sentence. Where does it come from and what does it mean exactly in English?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, this beautiful phrase, which is attributed to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam, according to some of the researchers, it is not a hadith which can be directly attributed to the Ahl al-Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam, but it has been repeatedly used by the scholars, particularly great Shia scholars in the history, that it reminds and actually warns the Shia Muslims, not only the Shia Muslims, but also every, we can say, free human who actually is a free and what we can say, like ahrar, which is termed in Arabic. They, when they hear this beautiful phrase of Imam al-Sadiq, which is attributed to Imam al-Sadiq, but it's like a slogan, a motto for tashayyu. It's a kind of symbolic sort of sentence which symbolizes a kind of resistance, a kind of awareness, a kind of being awakened always against the enemies of Islam, against the enemies of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Can you translate it for us in English language? What does it mean exactly?
Yes, it means that every day can be the day of Ashura, and every earth can be the earth of Karbala, if you Shia Muslims, if you the oppressed people, do not take lessons from the Ashura and from Karbala.
Okay.
It is the meaning of this slogan, which means that if you forget about Ashura, if you forget about Abu Abdullah and Karbala, it can be repeated for every time.
And
this tragedy can be repeated because everywhere, every moment, there is evil and good. They are always against each other.
All right.
So that's why you have to be always aware of this, and you have to always warn yourself, your people, to remind themselves of Karbala and Ashura in order not to repeat it for the other nations otherwhere and other times.
But Brother Alevian, how exactly this sentence can help us in order to remind ourselves about the tragedy of Karbala, even in today's world?
Yeah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. To think that this statement of kulli yawmin ashura kulli ardin Karbala means that, okay, every land should necessarily be like the land of Karbala, and every day we need to cry over the calamities and catastrophes and blights of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam on the day of Ashura. So this is not true. Even we have seen this interpretation of this phrase in the explanations of the late Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, that he said that by this we do not mean, I mean, this statement has not come to us to tell us, okay, we have to cry over Imam Hussein and the land of Karbala, and to think that, okay, every day it's our duty just to cry over the calamities of a person who was martyred 14 centuries ago. No, this has a great message inside it.
Allah.
And what is the message? It says that, okay, a group of people who were in the right path, they came and they did, and they sacrificed themselves for the right purpose, for the right for the right goal.
Yes.
So it has a lesson inside it. For the goal that we are sure that this goal is sacred, this goal is totally right. So we have to be ready to sacrifice ourselves, not necessarily in that part of the world, everywhere in the world. So every piece of the world, every actually single meter of the world can play the same role.
And what exactly that goal is, brother?
The goal, actually, we see that Imam Hussein alayhi salam sacrificed himself for humanity. Just what? For the, as he said in his message to his brother, for modification in the religion of his grandfather. So what is this religion for? To help people to reach perfection. So when he sees that he is in the right path, that is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually portrayed for human beings to step in. And he is sure of that. I mean, the path of the infallibles, the path of all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one kind of look on this issue.
Okay.
The second way that we can look at this message and this statement is that it has this message implicitly inside it that we have to be the person of our time.
Yes.
We should know the importance, the value of moments and the value of minutes and hours. So we cannot miss these moments, hours, if we are living in the right time in and we understand the value of the time, then we know that in a certain time we have to be defending the right or ignoring
moments,
the rights
that's right.
of those who are in the right path.
All right.
Look, we have already gave lots of examples from the ones who actually did the Tawwabin uprising, what we call it as, what we technically call it as Qiyam Tawwabin.
Yes.
Or others, that they did not understand the right time. Or those who were sometime, for example, in the army and troop of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Siffin, but later on they joined. I mean, they did not understand the right way, the right time, that they have to be in the right side of the history.
You mean at the decisive moments of the history, they could not show
this
themselves.
Is the message
right.
for that. Okay. So we need to understand where we are, to be the right. person or the servant of the right time. So this actually helps us to value the moments. And see. I mean, so we cannot miss any single moment then.
All right.
Allahu Akbar, jibtni al-Karbala. خويا يا حسين دشوف العائلة الله أكبر جبتني الكربلاء خويا يا حسين دشوف العائلة والأبطال موذرة كلها صرع على الثرى والأبطال موذرة كلها صرع على الثرى برض كرب وبلاء برض كرب وبلاء الله أكبر جبتني الكربلاء خويا.
And if every day can be like the day of Ashura and every earth can be like Karbala, what exactly we as Muslims must have in our mind, Sheikh Rouhani, if we want to take this sentence as a slogan, as a phrase which is always with us? Nowadays we could see during the months of Muharram and Safar, we could see this sentence on the flags, on the, we can say, everywhere in Shiite countries like Iran, Iraq, you know, all across the world. So what we as Muslims must do in order to, we can say, say that we are acting upon this sentence?
You know that in this world, there's always oppressors and the oppressed ones.
Yes.
That is why in every time, everywhere we live, we have this responsibility, religiously talking, Islamically talking, that we should be always in the side of the oppressed ones, to be ready to support the oppressed people. This is one of the religious duties of Muslims. And that is why one of the meaning of this is that every day is Ashura and every land is Karbala, because wherever you live, whenever you live, there might be an oppressed one and the oppressor.
Yes.
So your duty is to be on the side of the oppressed ones, as Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam was. So that's why Abu Abdullah is like a role model for you, that you have to follow him everywhere and every moment. And then the other point, the other meaning, the beautiful meaning of this is that if you as a human, as a Muslim, if you fulfill this duty and this responsibility, it means that every moment you are victorious.
Yes.
It means that haq and truth will be victorious.
Right.
By your support, by your resistance. So that's why it says that if people be always supporting the oppressed ones,
right,
then always the haq, the truth will be successful, mm-hmm, will be victorious.
Right.
That's why you can always conquer the lands of Valim and
yes,
give it to Mazlum, to yes, the owner of those lands.
Or as at least it's better to say that we can struggle for the rights of the
exactly,
oppressed people all across the world. That's our right.
Yes, and the other point that we can take from this, its meaning is that, as it is mentioned by the Supreme Leader, mm-hmm, very beautifully, that he says that in every period of time in the history, The people have special responsibilities, special roles,
mm-hmm,
special duties,
yes,
that they have to fulfill sociologically, politically, morally.
Okay.
And then if people fulfill these duties and these responsibilities, then everything will be okay.
All right.
Everything will be perfect.
Okay.
If not, then we will face some kind of chaotic sort of
yes,
societies and people, mm-hmm, and communities.
Or at least be deviated from the right
yes,
path. Can you give us some modern examples, Brother Alavian? I mean, if, for example, today consider that we want to consider today as the day of Ashura and the Visaland as Karbala. Of course, this is the comparison is a wrong comparison, okay? We cannot make exact comparison between the two, because no land will be like Karbala, no time will be like Ashura. But, I mean, what is embedded in this sentence, if we want to apply it in today's life, can you give us some modern examples?
Look, actually, we can see that history is being repeated. I mean, we can, if we see in the recommendations of the scholars or the Islamic authorities that they always ask us to read history, it means that this history has lots of lessons for us.
Okay.
And it's being repeated. And specifically, this statement itself is being repeated every day and every night. How? Because we have seen and we have read that in this event of Ashura, a very limited group of people, almost 72, where superficially they have been defeated and they have been killed and all of them have actually, they have been treated very bad. I mean, but we see that a very stronger power at that time that tried to suffocate the voice of this limited group of people. We see that no, since they have gathered for their righthood, in their righthood, and they have defended their rights, they could leave the battlefield and just get surrounded and get yielded. But they tried to focus on their resistance, and they resisted. So we see that, I mean, this message that tells us that even if you are few in number, but if you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Tansurullah, إن تنصر الله ينصركم.
Yes.
If you help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will definitely help you.
All right.
So if you step in the way of God, Allah will come and assist you. The same way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assisted the companions and the Holy Prophet at the Battle of Uhud, at the Battle of Badr, and other
yes,
battles in the dawn of Islam.
All right.
So we want to say that even if we are few in number, but the result is huge, it's tremendous.
Yes.
Look what happened after 14 centuries with that great power under the title of Yazid. Where is Yazid now? Where is Hussein now?
Yes.
You see? So this is the message. Now, in our time that you ask us to give us some examples, look, we are seeing, I mean, all the human beings in the world can justify and can approve that a limited group of people in one certain place of the world have been kept under the pressure and under the
yes,
bombardment of, let's say, a terrorist group. I cannot call them a government. This really.
Why did you talk explicitly, brother?
No, I'm coming to it.
By the Zionism,
I'm coming. I want to say that.
Yes.
I don't want to call them a country.
Yes.
Because they are not a country. Because they
yes,
they then have they start to have their own state. The state belongs to the original inhabitants of
yes,
that area.
Okay.
So I want to say that a band of terrorists came and actually oppressed badly and tried to suffocate a
yes,
very limited group of people,
mm-hmm,
in a very limited part of the world.
Yes.
But who are alive Where in the world have you found that a certain group come to, for example, to streets for demonstrations and for rallies for the support of Israel? But what we see in the world...
The U.S. actually, Congress.
Okay. But what we see in the world, what the reality tells us, I mean, we see that the whole world is after the rights of these oppressed people of Gaza.
That's right.
So this message, it doesn't belong to this time only. We had it in last century, in our previous centuries as well. So we have seen that the oppression, the zulm, cannot stay. And cannot survive forever. But... the right is for those who step on the way of Allah, and they resist for the sake of God and their own rights. Allah will compensate for that. The result, we see that in the world communities, in different parts of the world, people have actually started raised for the support of
raising
this limited
voice.
Group of people.
Yes, that's right. Unfortunately, recently we could see that this guy, I mean Netanyahu, gave a speech in the U.S. Congress and received this standing ovation from the side of the congressmen, all we can say in the U.S., except some people who named him as war criminals, you know, and just bird a badge. But I mean, that, as you said, the history repeating itself. I mean, because at the time of Imam al-Hussein, Yazid was also in his Congress, you know, in the palace Congress-like thing, and was giving a standing ovation to himself and his achievements, unfortunately.
Look, brother, there is an important point here. Look, the front of battle, the front of oppression, has lots of pretensions. And these pretensions should not actually lead us to miscalculate the realities.
Yes.
No, even in the same part of the world, we have seen the rallies at the same time behind the walls.
All right.
So it means that, yes, there are some group of oppressors, and the defenders of those oppressors are actually applauding for a person, but it does not mean that they are right. I mean, yes, they have lots of pretensions. I mean, they try to show off. But those who are under oppression, they will find their rights.
All right.
Okay. Like the ashes under the fire of
fire. That's right. Okay. If truly we want to understand the main meaning of this sentence, I mean, Kullu Yawmin Ashura and Kullu Arzin Karbala, we have to really be careful about our surroundings. What's happening in today's world even can be a nice calculating criteria in order to understand truth from falsehood. Thank you very much, Brother Alavian and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding this sentence, which is attributed to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, kulli yawmin ashura wa kulli arzin karbala. Every day is a day of Ashura, and every earth can be the earth of Karbala. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much to the listeners for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. Please, for more information, do not forget to visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Karbala, why do you hold such memories? Ashura, always full of mysteries. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Starts with morning. Muharram is a beginning. The season's tears are flowing. Our iman, we are condoling. Our new year starts with morning. Muharram is